escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
On 610 with Pendergast to rock the show.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley. Dive into the mind of former NFL quarterback Clint Sterner.
I like a good time. I like to have a party.
I know you do.
It's Dirty's Daily. Presented by Mokarem Injury Lawyers.
Mokarem Injury Lawyers, baby. Hard as hell to say. Easy to dial. 281-222-2222. If you or a loved one has ever injured in an accident, you know exactly who to call. It's in fine folks over at Mokarem Injury Lawyers. They'll treat you like family. Ain't no doubt about it. Get you good and taken care of. The Audacy app, A-U-D-A-C-Y. Make sure you download it. Keep us on your hip. Take us everywhere you go. I went on a little jog a couple days ago. I didn't jog a straight mile. Did a little jog walk, and I went about 3.5 miles in the heat of the day. Beautiful. But I had to in the loop on, right on my hip, man. And it was tremendous. The Odyssey app is big time. We give away prizes. It's worth downloading and keeping on your hip. I appreciate it if you do that one favor for us. A-U-D-A-C-Y, the Odyssey app, and keep us locked. Stay locked in to Sports Radio 610. Today is a big day. Today is a big day. Jordan Alvarez is back in the lineup, and boy, is he ever back in the lineup. He's coming in hot now. Hunter Brown's on the bump. Got them sorry-ass Colorado Rockies. Tyler, we betting we taking the Astros? I don't care what the line is. Are we taking the Astros?
Duh.
Big. This has got sweep written over it.
Shout out to the Rockies. They have played a little bit better in the second half.
There you go. I mean, my confidence was sky high, and he knocks it down a little bit.
But with the Rockies sucking ass overall and the diesel on the mound, it's automatic.
And Jordan back? Are you kidding me?
I got a guy named Tanner on the mound tonight for the Rockies.
The lineup's out as well. The Texans, they will have an official 53-man roster. I don't know if it's all been announced yet. I think they're still kind of wheeling and dealing and making some moves, and moves are still coming out. Word of moves is still coming out. So hopefully by the time we get off the air today, we will have the Texans' final roster and be able to highlight some of the most recent, most notable happenings. Right now for me, guys, is it looks like we need to keep our eyes on the safety position. They've released a lot of guys. A couple of guys that I thought had a real chance of making this team given the safety situation. And offensive line situation with four tackles. What are they going to do there? What does that end up looking like? We shall see. We'll keep you updated all the way through the 6 o'clock hour, obviously. All right, CJ Stroud. Was this yesterday, Ron? Was this last night or this morning?
This was today.
Today, CJ Stroud went on with Stephen A. Smith.
Yep.
And Stephen A. Smith, it was a great little setup. He had a big screen with C.J. Stroud. Did he have a beanie on his head?
I believe he did.
He looks tremendous. Oh, no. He looks tremendous in that new Texans lid, by the way, and that he had on the sideline. But then he goes back to that damn beanie. But we'll talk a little more about that later on. But anyway, he sat down with Stephen A. Smith. Or not sat down. I guess he was sitting down. Stephen A. was standing up next to the screen. But Stephen A. asked him, I mean, point blank, man. Look, what did you say to the organization? What kind of moves did y'all make? How do you feel about your protection ultimately? The organization's, approach to fixing your protection. And here's what C.J. Stroud had to say to answer that question.
I feel great. I think, we brought in a lot of great pieces. Of course, we know we traded Laramie, but I feel like we brought in a rookie who is hungry, wants to get better, is doing great in camp. Titus is back at tackle. He looks great. So we got a lot of good pieces, man, and versatile. We're young. We have a new scheme. I think that had to do a lot of it. That had to do a lot with it last year. It was like, we got to be able to get rid of the ball, move the pocket, like help those guys out. Everything can't just be drop back pass. We play action. So that's running the ball, so there's ways we can help those guys out. And by me, I got to do a better job of getting the ball out when it's necessary. So it's not just on them, it's on me as well. So I think we're doing a great job by setting that foundation in camp. And I'm excited, man. Our O-line looks great.
Love it. Absolutely love it. I'm not joking, y'all. If I could write one thing out, and this is before preseason, before training camp ever started, the one difference that I wanted to see, and it starts with hearing from the offensive coordinator and hearing from the quarterback. But the one thing that I want to hear and see from my quarterback with the Houston Texans is that he's got a firm understanding, a firm grasp on you've got a job to do as it pertains to helping the protection get right in Houston. You, the quarterback, you have a job to do. This isn't about them protecting you. This is about you protecting them and ultimately you protecting you. And that's the second time that I've heard C.J. Stroud be asked about the pass protection, and he finds his way to get to, and I'm paraphrasing here, but he finds his way to get to, hey, here's the deal. We got a new scheme. We got to help those guys out. We got to move the pocket. I got to get rid of the ball. And those are the kind of things that I want to hear coming from the quarterback, and it helps that I keep hearing it over and over and over and over again, because that tells me he is hearing it over and over and over and over again. Ron, this is, we'll move on to some of the other things that he had to say about Titus and the O-line and yada yada yada, but right there, man, the quarterback understand. I said this a long time ago. I know there's low-hanging fruit that any fan or anybody that talks football and watches the game can say, boy, to fix offensive line, you got to throw a bunch of money at the best guard that's available in free agency. You got to throw a bunch of money at the best center that's available in free agency. You got to go find an offensive coordinator that's proven that knows how to adjust and knows how to protect the quarterback. And you got to have a quarterback that can communicate, and you got to be able to communicate up front. And you got to be able to think after the snap, and you got to have great instincts and adjust, and you got to have a great chemistry in that O-line room. And all that's true. All that's true. No doubt about it. But if you want to make the biggest impact right out of the gate to fixing the biggest problems for the Houston Texans, folks, that's it. Your quarterback understanding, he's got to help the offensive line out. He's got to get rid of the ball. They've got to move the pocket. He's got to get the ball out. And he's got to protect those guys. That is, Ron, that is music to my ears. If you said, Clint, one thing this year for the Texans, one thing that you want to know after training camp, that you want to hear time and time again, and you want to nose and emphasis in training camp, that would be it.
Clearly sounds like a different approach is being taken this year, right? It sounds like, from what we're hearing from many players around, it sounds like a different approach.
Yeah, no, and it's 100%. It's literally a 180. It's literally a 180 from what we heard last year. And last year, I would say, whether it was injuries or the inability to protect, because you can also say that Diggs and Tank Dell going down. I mean, it didn't matter if you could protect or not. Those two guys going down and really being
and
a
Nico.
One. Yeah,
ooh.
Well, Nico and Dalton Schultz not playing like he did the year before, kind of deal. I think injuries really, really derailed you along with the inability to protect. But boy, if you can protect your quarterback, and if your quarterback, more importantly to this point, can protect himself and he can help those offensive linemen out. I go back to week one in training camp, preseason game number one. Now this is Davis Mills. It's not C.J. Stroud, but Blake Fisher completely whiffs at the right tackle position. He allows a I don't know if it was a spin or a rip or what kind of move it was, but the DN gets inside the tackle, and has got his sights set on the quarterback, and he is fixing to literally bury Davis Mills. Davis Mills gets the ball out on time. Now, I'm sure, obviously, Blake Fisher is getting graded, and he is being held accountable to some degree, but I know it didn't stall the drive. It didn't set him back in second and long. Now, was that because Blake Fisher and the offensive line was great? Was that because the scheme was great? No. It was because the quarterback got the damn ball out of his hands on time. And CJ Stroud is going to have to cover up a big chunk of, let's call it, poor protection throughout the year. All the great quarterbacks do it. All the good ones find a way to get it done. And I think CJ Stroud talking the talk is encouraging, because at the end of the day, that's the walk that he's going to have to make in order to get this thing better.
I don't mean to take this too far, but I cannot wait till the Bobby Slowick book is written, Life of a Tyrant. I cannot wait until that book is written.
Well, it's funny that you bring that up, because I think that's the second point, Ron, here in this audio clip, that once again, the new scheme being an improvement this year, whether it's Damian Pierce in the post-game show that me and Sean do, talking about he is a better fit for what Nick Caley wants to do, and schematically, this is, and again, I'm paraphrasing, but a little more friendly for him. We've heard multiple new scheme comments being in a positive way that just seems to point towards Bobby Slowick was.
My man said we can't just drop. He's just dropping back, right?
Dang it, Bobby!
Damn. Okay.
Well, I take that as this. I'm less worried about the Bobby angle and more into the Nick Caley angle. I love that you know Nick Caley is doing things that players feel like are a little bit more player friendly. It's a little bit more in what what their wheelhouse is. Now the quarterback, he doesn't necessarily have a wheelhouse. He's got to play a certain brand of ball and make sure he's protecting guys, as we mentioned. But the Nick Caley era here in Houston, I think, Ron, is off to a pretty good start. I mean, we won't know anything until rubber meets the road. But when you look at what all of these guys are actually saying, and I'm not talking about the juice and the energy. I mean, Nick Caley's got to cringe every time he hears somebody that's asked about him start with juice and energy.
His aura.
Oh, it's unbelievable. And I'm
well,
sure
it's what Gronk said.
I'm sure it's powerful. I really, if it's that powerful, whoever entertained putting him in the damn booth instead of having him on the sideline in a game, I don't know. But I'm just that part of it is a complete turnoff. But what we're kind of hearing coming out, almost inadvertently, you know, from guys, I you can look at it as, boy, Bobby Slowick was a real POS, but we can also look at it of like, hey, man, Nick Caley seems to have learned from whatever it was that Bobby Slowick was doing wrong and seems to have turned the page. And at least for me, there's comfort in knowing they're doing things differently. Like, there's comfort in knowing that CJ Stroud is going to have more control of what the hell's going on. There's comfort in knowing that you can look at Damian Pierce, and which we all can, right? I'm not a big believer in, boy, Damian Pierce wasn't a good fit, but I am a believer in, man, we tried to run too much toss last year. There's too much outside zone. We need to get downhill with everybody, not just Damian, but with everybody. Like, there's something there about, hey, you know what? Nick Caley notices that, you know, it was a flawed system last year. And we're going to change some things and do things a little bit differently.
Right. They got the flaw up out of there.
Well, yeah, no, he's definitely up out of there.
He's up out of there. I just went. I mean, is he gonna say enough is enough?
Is he gonna be calling the plays in Miami?
I don't know. I just wonder, is he gonna respond to this stuff? But I hear you. They could be dropping back all the damn time.
You think Bobby's got a chance to respond?
Bobby can respond if he wants to.
Yeah, but do you ever think the opportunity presents itself where there's a mic?
Clearly, it's it ain't. I don't think so.
Anybody else's fingers hurt?
I think he's laying low. It's weird, though. I mean, if you're a hard-ass tyrant, the way that he's been described,
you feel like he'd
be running to get to it.
Now your back's going to hurt because you just pulled landscaping duty.
Really, boy, we ain't got to be dropping back all the time like that. Always throwing. It's the way he said it. Like, Like, here come another one of these dumbass calls coming in.
You can trouble me for a warm glass of
shut the hell up.
Let's run the football.
Can we look at this from a positive way? Can we look at this from a positive direction of Nick Cayley?
Oh, yeah, man. It's so negative.
Nick Cayley's play action. Nick Cayley's going to move the pocket. Nick Cayley's going to have some creative quicks to get the ball out.
I'm just saying, when you hear him say that part, was you thinking Nick Cayley?
Well,
When you heard him say, let's drop him back all the time. When I heard him say that, I didn't hear him say Nick Cayley.
Well, he could have just said, hey, man, we had a new scheme where we're going to do this, this, and that. He said he could have stopped short of saying it's not just dropping back all the time.
To the stars.
We'll see, man. And, hey, and DP, Damian Pierce, he better say that. This system better be more friendly than that other one.
I'm going to be honest with you. DP was convincing, wasn't he? I mean, he's like the old man on the front porch having a cold beer, just telling the truth.
That system better not have been the one for him. No, man, good for it. They got their man. As you said, we will find out.
Yeah.
We will find out, and it starts on the 7th.
Look, until rubber meets the road and we got a game on Sunday, we won't know much of nothing. But I'm big on listening to – What is being repeated? Because that's I believe what D'Amico and Nick and company are force feeding these guys in that locker room, and it seems like to me that the message is pretty clear.
Text line coming through, Clint. The Texans were much better off with Slowick. Y'all find out this year. I disagree, and I don't say it because Bob is. I think Bob is some sort of an idiot, like many people do now. Clearly there was a disconnect with Bobby. And not just the most important person on the field, him and CJ. There seemed to be a disconnect with about 14 people, with anybody that was a part of the offensive staff. There seemed to be a disconnect. Well, and I don't care how great a coach you are, that can't be happening.
Yeah, there had to be some level of just like crazy bullheadedness that ended up splintering the group. CJ, Gerard, Bill Lazor. The whole crew. I mean, you look at how it went down. I mean, that was D'Amico's guy, man. That wasn't just a random kind of next guy up. Like, if somebody else would have hired Bobby Slowick and it not work out and Bobby Slowick be the odd man out, that's one thing. But you're talking about – these two talked about going into the San Francisco organization together and coming up together and being dudes that were working late.
He was always like the guy he was going with.
Yeah, man, to single him out and get him the hell up out of here, it had to be bad. It had to be bad, and I'm not even talking about the offensive mind, the scheme, the whatever went on from a we're not going to change, and I think it has a lot to do with the it's not the scheme, basically. They just got to execute it. Like that was a cut deep, I think, every time he said it.
All right, Yordan Alvarez is back. He is in the lineup today, and he's in left field, but there are other news on the injury front with the Astros. We'll tell you that, and our college football question of the day as we lead into week one. That's coming up next.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hubley.
All right, a lot of news rolling throughout 5 o'clock fire. Should be power-packed. The big news from the Astros' perspective is Yordan Alvarez is back, Clint. He is back in the lineup. He will be batting cleanup and in left field tonight. But there are others to report on. They're up to 13 again with Yordan coming off. There's the scroll of the injuries up to 13. And some of the importance, Luis Garcia, he is scheduled to make another rehab appearance tonight at AAA Sugarland. He's made several appearances. I mean, he's
a lot.
I mean, he's got to be there, I would think, but still let him roll through. Josh Hader, the closer with that left shoulder issue, is rehabbing in Houston, yet he has not started throwing at this point yet. Zach DiCenzo, he's had the hand issue. He is scheduled to begin.
These nuts.
That's right. A rehab assignment in AAA Sugarland tonight.
Got him.
There you go. Bennett Sousa, who just went down, is rehabbing in Houston. He will not throw for 2 weeks. That was previously brought up. Jake Myers, if you maybe have forgotten about him, remember before the game started, he was trying to run out to center field and couldn't make it to center field because of a right calf strain. That has to be the wildest, one of the wildest ones. He is in Houston today and will go through a full workout on the field, but he is scheduled, Clint, to begin his rehab assignment at AAA Sugarland tomorrow. Taylor Trammell, he is in Houston. That's all they're saying about him. Isak Paredes is currently rehabbing in Houston. And, I mean, this guy is serious. He is, you saw his social media, he is dead serious. And he has not given up on this season yet. He is trying to get back. I mean, I don't know where he's going to play. But, hey, he is trying to get his ass back. He won't be a bench bat or something.
Get back and help his squad. Now you're talking about what QC Kinetics can do for you. I'm coming in there to get that work in.
That's right.
It's the only way you're going to see results.
Yeah, so that is the latest of the injury things. Jake Myers, that's, to me, him getting closer and being able to go to AAA Sugarland tomorrow. That's probably the biggest step. Because right now, Clint, they don't have a outfielder that you know. I know exactly where he's going to be every day.
Mm-hmm.
Right, like that. Cam Smith has fallen out of the everyday. Now he's just facing left-handed pitching. Sanchez just facing right-handed pitching. No matter what he does, he can go 5-for-5, hit a double off a lefty. He's just facing right-handed pitching. Center field is a revolving door with Chaz and others. And now they've just thrown in Yordan. He's playing in left field. You could, I think we've got 40 games of Altuve in left field. So Jake Meyers, you would know he'd be in center field damn near every day. So if they could get him back, and as we were saying, man, he's been around 300 all year since he's been up with the Astros before the injury. So that's the one to really look at, that he'll be back tomorrow in Sugarland to begin a rehab assignment. That's to me the big one of the injury thing.
Yep. Get Jake Meyers back right after you get Yordan Alvarez back. I mean, that's a 300 hitter that's an everyday center fielder. Get him back in the fold. That would be part of getting whole. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah. All right. As the college football playoff nears, we did have a good conversation at 3 o'clock with Danny Cannell. You want to go back and check that out. Go back on the podcast page or a little bit later on the Odyssey Rewind feature. You can use that. We had a good conversation with him, and he did bring up some of the local schools, including A&M. And this is my one college football question of the day, and that is, A&M, do you feel confident that they will improve on that 8-5 record in year two of Mike Elko? They were strong last year until the end there, but do you think they'll improve on that 8-5 record this year?
8-5. I was on board last year.
You A&M. Were. Well, you were.
I was on board.
You were.
Yeah, I'm not on. I got him in that 8-5 range.
I ring, baby.
Look, I'm looking at the schedule. You go to Notre Dame.
Yeah.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Big moments or small moments? They all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
When New Yorkers buy a place with Street Easy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You go to LSU. You go to Missouri, which shouldn't be too much of a headache, but Missouri's got a weak slate, and they're going to be pretty good. You got to go to Texas.
South Carolina at
South
home.
South Carolina at home. Auburn's going to be better. You got a schedule there.
Y'all got to go to Fayetteville too, Tyler?
Hey, he ain't worried about going to Fayetteville.
11-12, brother. 11-12.
They're going to win 11-12? Oh, 11 of the last 12. That's great.
Yes, the last 12.
Yeah, they got to go. They got Florida on the schedule as well. Yeah, no, I don't. I can't bet the over in that one, Bob.
Mm. And if you can't go.
They might get to 9, but I don't see it. I don't see them competing for a national title this year.
No, but I mean, is. And Tyler, I'm sure, will chime in on this. Is with this schedule and A&M where they are right now, is 8, is that acceptable?
It's what they've gotten every year since the war. So, hell yeah, it's acceptable. I mean, that 8-4 is a punch the clock kind of event lately for the Texas A&M football program.
Yeah, no. And Danny said that I was thinking to myself, Jimbo didn't always get to 8, but. For the most part. But I just didn't know where we were expectation-wise with A&M year two with Elko. I mean, try
not to have any, man, to be honest with you.
Last year was a weird 8-5 because it didn't feel like they were 8-5. They just did they lose? Did they end on a 3-game losing streak? Or they
something like that.
They lost 4 of their last 5. Yeah, because
that South Carolina game, like Danny laid out, was unacceptable.
They were late in the season, the number one team in the SEC, right? Late in the season, and the final game, they still would have faced Georgia had they beat Texas in that
7-1 going 7-1 with a loss to Notre Dame going into that South Carolina game. That you're right. That South Carolina game derailed them and
awful, man.
And then had the dumb Auburn game. That was the one they shouldn't have lost.
No, in all seriousness, I do think as an Aggie, you should probably try not to have expectations every year. If there's anything I've learned in my heartbreak, but man, they should. Texas A&M should have a top 3 offensive line in the country, in my opinion. I think Marcel Reed, a quarterback, is going to raise some eyebrows. And the defense will be stout. So, anything can happen. Jacob!
Yeah.
I can tell you one thing, Dirty Red. I sure as hell am not scared about walking into Austin to play that nasty-ass burnt orange squad.
Oh, I thought you were going to talk about Arkansas. I mean, now... I thought you were going to talk with all that bass in your voice about going to Fayetteville. And I was going to say, hell, I don't blame you. But you're confident going to Austin, huh?
Fayetteville, too. Both trips.
Whew. I tell you what, boy. I think this is a rough schedule.
And that road schedule is nasty.
I wonder if Mike's had time to get that culture up out of there too.
Yeah. Now it seemed like that was. I don't know. It seemed like he got that. That part of it. I just like that. Like I know Tyler. They've got to be kicking themselves in some of those games last year. The Texas game that was. I mean, they couldn't get in at the goal line. They had weird turnovers in some of those.
I'm sure they vomited in the stands.
Like, in my mind, looking at what they did last year, my mind says they're ready to take a step up until you say, damn, they got to go to South Bend. Damn, they got to go to Baton Rouge.
You lost 4 of the last 6, and there's only – I mean, it's inexcusable to lose 3 of those 4. I can understand you losing to Texas. They were championship-caliber team. South Carolina, Auburn – and LSU. I mean, I'm sorry, USC.
You said South Carolina. South Carolina was like the hottest team in college football. And then they were the last team out, or them or Alabama. Them and Alabama were the last team out.
Yeah, and I like South Carolina, but there ain't – if you've got a 7-1 A&M football team, 7-1 A&M football team should mop the floor with South Carolina. I mean, my opinion or my thought of there's no reason, like Texas A&M, so we shouldn't be, Tyler should be, not that I think he's accurate, but like Aggie should be embarrassed the fact that they're sitting here and you're an 8 or 9 win team. You should be talking about 10, 11 wins, national championship. That's where Texas A&M should be every year in, year out. I mean, Danny Cannell just came on here and said in the SEC, when it comes to stars on your roster, they are 3rd. You know how big that is? I mean, you are 3rd in terms of your roster, the quality of your roster, the caliber player you have on your roster. And it just seems like they always fall short of that bar.
Yeah. Giggum.
Well, we'll see what happens.
Keep it to yourself.
Obviously, that Notre Dame one, you got UTSA first, but that Notre Dame one, that'll show us a lot.
We need to beat up on Notre Dame because we got Notre Dame after them.
dude.
Mm-hmm.
You want them to beat up on them, then Notre Dame's real pissed off to play Arkansas after that. Yeah.
Knock the quarterback out or something. Be nice.
Not good, Sean.
All right, injury. That's where we're at here in 437.
That's what I got to have, man.
Injury right here.
That's what I got to have, boys.
All right, coming up, the latest on Joe Mixon. The latest on Joe Mixon and what it's starting to sound like. And Cam Robinson is on the roster for now, but we've heard a lot from guys like Adam Schefter, Ian Rappaport, that he is someone that could be on the trade block for the Texans. How do you think the Cam Robinson situation was handled from the jump for the Texans? We'll discuss that next.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
Some of the latest names that we are hearing have made the roster, because that's what we're getting more of right now, of guys that have made the roster. Jake Hansen, you talked about that linebacker spot, Clint. Jake Hansen has made the initial, is expected to make the initial 53-man roster. Graham Mertz, the rookie quarterback, will be the third quarterback out of Florida, Wisconsin. He has made the initial 53-man roster. Justin Watson has made the 53-man roster. They did release their seventh-round pick, Luke Lachey. He is released. The team is hoping that he can clear waivers so they can put him on the practice squad. Braxton Berrios, I don't think was a real concern. I think he's going to be the punt returner. He makes this roster as well. So those are some of the latest that have made the roster.
I think the Justin Watson one is interesting. And the, you know, kind of just the afterthought. You hear that and you're like, well, I thought he was probably on the bubble with the receivers. You know, the positive in that is, and we haven't really talked. I hadn't heard anybody talking about this, but the positive in that is when you look at this receiving core, like we hope that Higgins and Noel are ready to go. And Noel in particular, we've been given plenty of evidence throughout training camp to think that, hey man, this guy's ready to get an NFL game and contribute. Higgins, we've seen some flashes, some big play flashes here and there. And we think that those guys are ready, but you know, sometimes freshmen hit a wall. Sometimes rookies hit a wall. Sometimes it just, there's the development gets stunted a little bit. Sometimes you need a little bit more. You need veterans that have seen it. And if you look at the back end of beyond the four guys, Nico Collins, Christian Kirk, and the two rookies out of Iowa State.
Vets.
Yeah, the vets. You look beyond that. Vets and rookies, by the way, two of them. You look beyond that, and you've got more vets. You've got Xavier Hutchinson, who you know, obviously the ceiling's not extremely high, but you get a veteran that you can depend on that you know what you're going to get. To me, you get Braxton Berrios is a weapon, a guy that brings a little bit of something, a little bit different twitch and speed to the game, and sees the game through the quarterback's eyes. Another veteran. And then you look at Watson, another sure-handed player that, you know, the ceiling's not necessarily as high as you would like it to be, but you know what you're going to get. He's going to play all the special teams, and if need be, he gets in a game. You know he can at least listen, retain, and apply a playbook at an NFL level. And so I think you look down the line at the wide receiver room, and some of those vets that were kept beyond the two rookies are really – could potentially be leaned on more than expected, at least out of the gate. Give those two rookies a little bit of grace and a little bit of room to grow the first month or half or 2 months of the season.
Yeah. Interesting moves. We're still checking the names that haven't completely trickled out yet that aren't on this team. Somebody who is going to be on this team but not on the roster right now because he is on the NFL players non-injury list, Joe Mixon. This was Adam Schefter, who obviously is as dialed in as anybody in the NFL. This is him speaking about the Joe Mixon situation and where they are in terms of really not knowing much. Here is Adam Schefter.
Nobody knows. Well, there are people that know, but nobody's saying what exactly happened. There is a question as to when or if Joe Mixon's going to play again this season? I can raise that question because nobody yet has answered it. Nobody's been willing to answer it. But there's been a lot of mystery about exactly what's wrong with him. The Texans had him lined up to appear at a football camp the first day. He didn't show up. He obviously hurt his ankle away from football. We don't know how or what that was. He hasn't been seen from all summer. Nobody's willing to say anything. They've been very, very tight-lipped about this. And I'll say it again. I think there's a question as to when and if he will play again this season. And if somebody wants to correct me and point out why, please let me know why that's wrong.
If there's nothing wrong, then it's pretty easy to just squash that bug immediately. And
nobody's told me he's fine. Nobody. Not one person.
Hey, what? Adam Schefter's a little hot.
Yeah, he's
holy
hot.
Smokes.
Yeah, he's hot. He ain't getting the information, boy. They ain't letting the cat out of the bag. Whatever agent or runner out there is supposed to be letting Adam Schefter know what's going on, you're dropping the ball, Chief.
Well, Clint, we know it's something, right? I mean, he has not practiced. We've not seen him, and they have gone ahead and said, all right, man, we're going to put him on this deal where he's got to miss at least 4 weeks.
Yeah.
When you hear him say and raise the question of potentially for a year, potentially that he doesn't play this year, do you think that's on the table?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I
mean, think that is on the table?
I absolutely think it's on the table. I mean, we're talking about a guy that we haven't seen. I mean, there's a game in a week and a half, and we hadn't seen this cat.
Before the season, before the season, because that's what Adam said. He said it's on the table. He thinks for the season.
I don't know. At this point in time, Ron, for the season means 7 weeks.
Yeah.
8 weeks if you count this bye week, right? This you know, the off week, the dead week here. So, I mean, it means 8 weeks. If he's not ready to go by week seven, then he's got to be out the rest of the way they've set it up, the list they've put him on, then he's got to be out for the rest of the season. So is it possible that Joe Mixon is 2 months from being ready? I think it's very possible. Hell, we hadn't seen him do anything. We hadn't heard any reports.
Yeah.
Now, nobody's pressed D'Amico or pressed Caserio or pressed anybody on it.
Whew.
I don't know that it would do any good if you did. Yeah. But
get out! It made clear they don't want to be pressed.
Well, that's something I'm surprised isn't they're not pressed every day with it, given it's a starting running back, a former pro bowler from last year. Hell, I'd argue the biggest leader on this offensive football team when it comes to getting in people's ass and making sure that holding people accountable. I don't... It wouldn't shock me.
Hip drop tackle.
It wouldn't shock me one bit if this wasn't a two months from now, we're looking up and Joe Mixon's got to be done for the season. Wouldn't surprise me, no.
Toby on YouTube and Twitch saying, now I don't trust Joe will be back by game five. I wouldn't say that. That just Adam just doesn't know anything right now, and is what he's saying is they haven't heard anything. And what he's saying, Clint, is, you know, a guy like Adam Schefter, Ian Rapoport, those guys, like, they're going to get something.
Right.
Like, they get some sort of tip of something. And, you know, we are getting the tip of certain players who are injured. Like C.J. Gardner-Johnson, we're getting more updates on him. We're getting, like, hey, D'Amico Autry's good with the knee. We're getting updates there. This feels a lot like Christian Harris last year. It feels a lot like Christian Harris, where we were just sitting here, and I think you could, I bet you we could go back to this time last year, and you say the same thing of like, yo, man, I'm surprised we're not getting more about the guy that is the starting linebacker for this team that D'Amico said is the most talented linebacker he's ever coached. And we just didn't really get many updates or hear about it. I remember us going on and like, what's going on here? It feels very similar to that situation. I'm not going to be the one to say that, yeah, it's on the table. I guess anything's possible. But hopefully it is just the 4 weeks. But it is interesting. The last time there was a player that had an injury, Clint, that they just didn't want to talk about.
Yeah.
It was Christian Harris, and he ended up missing damn near the whole season.
Well, he's still out. I mean, really, he played a little bit in the preseason game, but he didn't do a damn thing. He's out there. Jake Hansen stood out more than him. He did.
5 o'clock.
That's just real talk. He did.
And Jake made the team. 5 o'clock fire. Your Don is back. We will get you ready for everything going on there with the Astros. Also, other injury notes to guys, updates for guys like Jake Myers, Josh Hader, Luis Garcia. We will get you the latest on those guys and get you ready for Hunter Brown tonight, as well as the latest with the roster as the Texans are getting down to 53. And there is some new news on Jimmy Ward. We'll let you know that as we continue right here live on The Drive.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.